Good morning.
Good morning.
大家早安.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
复活节快乐.
Yeah, as we like to say it more accurately, Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Why don't we turn around to your neighbor next to you, in front of you, behind you, and say, Happy Easter.
Sunday.
跟你的邻居前后一起问个
复活节快乐. Yeah. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
复活节复活星期日快乐.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. You know, I think everyone has like your favorite day of the year.
我想大家都有在每一年里面都有自己最喜欢的那一天.
Right. Some people like Christmas.
有些人喜欢圣诞日.
Some people like their own birthday.
很多喜欢自己的生日.
Right, some people may like New Year.
有些喜欢新年.
I know there's one day that nobody likes, that's Mondays.
我知道有一天大家都不喜欢, 那就是星期一, right?
But for me, actually the favorite day of the year for me is Resurrection Sunday.
但是我本身自己最喜欢一年中最喜欢那一天就是复活星期日.
You know, Friday we had a Good Friday service.
我们这过去的这个星期我们有一个圣诞日的聚会.
It was a wonderful time of worship.
在我们在敬拜中有是非常美妙.
I was so happy to see brothers and sisters.
我是很开心看到我们的弟兄姐妹.
But somehow on Good Friday, when we're remembering the suffering and the death of Jesus, it just didn't seem right to say Happy Good Friday, because it's not a happy day.
对，所以当我们在一同纪念神所受的那些难的时候，这心里面就觉得很过意不去。说，假如说庆祝。 受难日或受难日快乐.
But today on Resurrection Sunday, it is absolutely happy.
但是今天复活节是绝对的快乐.
If you have your Bible or you can look on the screen, let's just read a few short passages to begin.
在我们，假如你有你自己的圣经，或者是我们荧幕上会打列出来几节短的经节。
John chapter 20, verse 27, Jesus said to his disciple, actually Thomas specifically, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it on my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.
在约翰福音20章27节，耶稣在这里说，他是对多马说的，把你的指头放在这里，看看我的手吧。 伸出你的手来，探探我的肋旁，不要疑惑，只要信。
These are the words of Jesus spoken to his disciples after his resurrection.
这些话是耶稣对他的门徒所说的，是在他复活之后所说的。
In Luke chapter 24,
路加福音第24章,
39 and 40,
39到40节,
On a separate occasion, Jesus spoke to the group of his disciples after his resurrection, and he said to them, see my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have.
在另外,
sorry. Yeah. And then when he said this, he showed them his hand and his feet.
在路加福音这里是在另外一个时段，耶稣这一次是对他很多的门徒说， 你们看我的手，我的脚，你们就知道我是谁。摸摸摸我看看，灵没有骨，没有肉。你们看，我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。
And then Isaiah 53 verse 5, if you could read together with me.
以赛亚书53章第5节，这里请大家假如可以跟我一起朗读。
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes, we are healed. You know, imagine for a moment with me.
所以大家跟我一，我们现在来想象一下。
If we were all walking into a garden,
假如我们现在大家一同走到一个花园里。
But it's a garden because there's a tomb that's placed in that garden.
不过这个花园是一个花园，因为它的在正中央，它有一个坟墓。
And on early morning, we're all coming to this garden with a tomb.
然后是一大早，我们是一同走到那个花园。
And the reason we are there is because 2 days ago, someone who is very close to us, someone who is very dear to us, someone whom we love, was just killed, and his body was placed in the tomb.
那我们为什么一同聚在一起走到那花园，是因为在两天前，我们大家都认识的一位很亲爱的一位人死掉了，而他是埋葬在这里。
Imagine the feeling that we would have.
想想看，我们那时候心里面的感觉是怎么样？
Imagine the tears that we would shed.
想想看，我们那时候我们一起分享的眼泪。
But as we approach the tomb, something very, very different and very shocking appears in front of us.
不过当我们步步接近那个坟墓的时候，所看到的事是非常奇异，难以很不平常的。
Because the tomb that was sealed before our eyes 2 days ago now is open.
因为这个坟墓在两天前被关起来的这坟墓，现在却是打开着的。
And the body that we saw inside is no longer there.
然后我们一同目睹埋葬在里头的身体却不在那里了。
That is the scene that greeted the woman and the disciples on Resurrection Sunday.
那我们所想象的这一幅景象，就是那两位妇人在复活的那个星期日。所感受的
was the first Easter.
那就是第一个复活日。
The tomb was empty.
坟墓是空的。
But this is not just any tomb.
而这也不是什么稀松平常普通的坟墓。
And this is not just any event.
也这也不是任何普普通通的一件事情。
Because we have to recognize that this is the one single turning point in human history.
我们要了解到的是，这是人类历史中最大的转捩点。
You know, this is the moment, this is the very moment that death has been defeated.
就在那一刻，死亡被战胜了。
This is the very moment that God's promise of redemption is accomplished.
就是在那一刻，神所应许的救赎被应许了。
This is the moment thatGod's path that lead us back to Him has been opened.
这也是那一刻，神为我们准备回到他那里的道路被打开了。
And that is the day when hope is born.
也是在那一天，盼望就诞生了。
That's the moment of resurrection.
就是那一个复活的时间。
You know, as we gather this morning in the house of God,
所以在今天早上，我们在神的殿里一同聚集。
We are celebrating resurrection.
我们在这里所庆祝的是复活。
Yes, we always remember the incredible sacrifice of our Lord Jesus.
那我们大家都记得，都纪念神为我们所做的多大的的，
在十字架上面所为我们做的工作
，right.
And we're always reminded of the depth of love that He showed us on the cross.
我们也常常被提醒到他在十字架上所受为我们受的死。
But there's nothing greater than to be able to celebrate His resurrection.
不过没有比他可以一起来庆祝他的复活更大的事情。
We had the most intimate time of worship on Friday.
所以在星期五的时候，我们有一个非常亲近的一个的一同敬拜。
We gathered to remember and to reflect on the wounds of Christ.
我们聚在一起，一同纪念了那耶稣身上所受的伤。
We remembered what he suffered for us.
我们一同纪念数算着他是为了我们所受的苦。
And every single one of those wounds, and every moment that he was on that cross, showed us, demonstrated to us his unending love for us.
他身上所受的每一个伤，或者是他，而且他在十字架上所挂的每一个时刻，都是彰显着他对我们无所的大爱。
But the beauty of the wounds of Jesus is not in the pain that he suffered.
不过，神所受耶基督所受的伤的奇妙的地方，不是他的痛苦的。
The beauty of the wound of Jesus is because it brings healing.
那耶稣所受的伤的美妙的地方，是因为他带来救赎。
Have you ever thought about this?
有没有想过
？I have.
我他有想过。我没，我不知道。I gotta separate that.
Jesus' wounds were not ordinary wounds.
耶稣所受的伤不是那种普普通通的伤。
His wounds were mortal wounds. It brings death.
他所受的伤是都是致命伤，这些伤都是可以取得他取掉他的性命。
So why can his wounds bring us healing?
为什么？所以他所受的这些致命伤，为什么不能来为我们带来医治呢
？Because his wounds were healed.
因为他所受的伤被治愈了。
The wounds that caused him to die, they were healed.
那些他所受的致命伤，到最后以至于他死亡的那些伤，都也得到医治了。
After Jesus resurrected.
然后当耶稣复活了以后
He is given a new body.
他被给予了一个新的身体
As any Christians, as all Christians are promised, a new spiritual heavenly body after resurrection.
就像我们这里每一位信神的子民都被应许了以后会有一个全新的属灵的身体
Now that body is spiritual, and the scripture tells us it's perfect.
那这个被应许的身体是属灵的身体，在经上说是一个完美的身体。
It is a body that will not experience pain, it will not experience tears, it will not experience death.
是那这个身体是不会受伤，不会有伤痛，也不会有死亡的身体。
Then should that body not have scars?
所以咯，那是不是那个身体应该没有？伤痕没有疤才对呢。
But after Jesus' resurrection, as he appears to his disciples, he showed them his hands and his feet and his sides. What did he have?
但是在这里呢，当我们耶稣基督复活了以后，他给他门徒所看的身体，在他的手、他的脚、他的肋旁，有什么在上面
？The scars of his wound.
有那些致命伤的疤。
God could have removed all those scars.
我们的神大可把这些疤给移去。
But his wounds were left so that we might be reminded of the price that he had to pay for our redemption.
他的这些受伤的痕迹被留着，是因为可以让我们得到提醒，他所为我们救赎所。
His scars reminds us that he died, but he rose again.
那些伤痕意味到了他死而复活了。
That these scars that once were mortal wounds that once sent him to death now has been restored.
这些伤只是致命的伤，到最后取得了他的生命，但是在这里被医治了。
And is now proclaiming and declaring the victory that he has over sin and over death.
这些伤痕就意味着在呼唤着对于死的战胜。
When we look at the account of Jesus' resurrection on that first Easter,
所以我们来看在第一个复活日耶稣所复活的这个事情上。
Look at John chapter 20.
在约翰福音第二十章。
We see that on the first day of the week,
我们看到了在礼拜就是第一一个礼拜的第一天中当中
Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark, and she saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb.
摩大拉的玛利亚来到墓旁，看见石头已从坟墓移开了。
Mary did not know what she was seeing.
玛利亚当时搞不清楚状况，不知道她看到的是到底是什么。
But you and I knew what she was seeing.
但是我们呢，却知道她到底她所看见的是什么样的情况。
She was seeing the power of resurrection.
她当时是看到了那复活的大能。
But at that point, she saw, she didn't know, and she ran back and she told Simon Peter and the other disciple.
不过当时当玛利亚看到的时候，她没有办法了解这个状况，她跑回去看去见西门。
And Peter and John, they ran out to the tomb.
彼得和约翰就跑去坟墓，一起跑去坟墓。
They stopped. They looked inside.
他们到了坟墓，他们往里头观看。
They didn't see a body.
没有看到尸体。
But they saw the cloth that wrapped the body that was laid on the side empty.
不过他们看到那些捆绑尸体的那些麻布。
Verse 8, it says, the other disciple, which is John, who had reached the tomb first, he went in following Peter, and he saw, and then he believed.
在第八节这里说到，那时也就是在说，约翰先到坟墓的那位门徒也进去，他看见就信了。
But they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead.
不过他们那时还不明白经上所谓的
所说
他要从死里复活的那一个意思。
And verse 11, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb.
但是玛利亚却站在坟墓外头哭泣。
And as she wept, she stood, she looked at the tomb.
她哭泣的时候，屈身往里面观看。
And she saw two angels in white.
她却看见了两个穿白衣的天使。
Sitting where the body of Jesus had laid.
坐在安放耶稣身体的地方。
And they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping?
他们对玛利亚说，妇人，你为什么哭？
She says, Because someone has taken my Lord away. I don't know where.
他说，玛利亚说，有人把我的主搬走了，我不知道他们把他放在哪里。
She did not recognize that Jesus was speaking to her.
玛利亚当时没有意识到对他所说话的那位就是耶稣基督。
So she said to him, she thought he was a gardener, and she said, Well, if you have carried him away, please tell me where you have laid him.
所以玛利亚没有意识到那位人是耶稣，她以为他是园丁，就对他说：“先生，如果是你把他挪去了，请告诉我你把他摆在什么地方。”
And at that point, Jesus called out her name, and Jesus said, "Mary."
那在那个时候呢，耶稣就对他说：“玛利亚。”
And she turned and she recognized him and she called him Rabboni, which is a very intimate name for teacher.
那时玛利亚转身过来，用希腊希伯来话拉波尼，拉波尼那的意思就是老师，来叫他。
And she said to her, "Do not cling to me."
耶稣对玛利亚说，不要拉住我。
Because I have yet to ascend to the Father, but now go and tell my brothers and say to them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
耶稣说不要拉住我之后对他说，因为我还没有上去见父，你要到我的弟兄那里去，告诉他们我要上去见我的父，也是你们的父。
And Mary went and announced to the disciples, I have seen.
然后玛利亚就去向门徒们报告说，我已经看见主了。
You know, if we could time travel,
你知道，假如我们能够时空转换
there is one day in human history that I want to go to.
有一天在人类的历史当中，有一天我非常想要转换到那里。
The greatest day in human history.
也就是那最伟大在人类历史中最伟大奇妙的那一天。
It is on that morning.
就是这一天早上。
I want to go to the tomb where dead people lie.
我想要到那死人躺着的坟墓的那里。
And then see this one tomb, the only tomb in human history that is empty because the dead person became alive.
然后去看那在人世界中唯一那空着的坟墓，因为里面的死人复活了。
The glory of God is on earth.
神的荣耀在那一天就在地上。
And the glorious power of the resurrection is brilliantly displayed before our eyes.
然后那一天复活的那大能与荣耀就淋漓尽致地显在我们的眼前。
The power of resurrection,
复活的大能
is what grants us God's forgiveness of our sins.
就是，也是那给予我们神对我们罪的宽恕。
The power of resurrection,
那复活的大能
is what fulfills God's promise.
也就是应许神对我们的应许。印证了神对我们的应许。
That anything that is dead in our lives can be made alive again.
那就是在我们生命中任何有着死亡的东西都可以能够复活。
All the pain and trials and suffering in our lives.
我们生命中所受到的一切的苦难的痛苦。
They're all the result of sin.
以及那些试炼其实都是因着罪而来的。
Whether they be our own sin,
不论是我们自己因着我们自己个人的罪
or it may be the sins of the people around us,
或者是因为我们周边人的罪而来的。
All the problems of this world,
这世界上一切的问题
come from nowhere else.But human beings.
没有从任何除就是从罪而来的。
呀，这个世界上面没有任何一个问题不是因为人的关系。You want a perfect world?
你想不想要一个完美的世界？
You want world peace?
你要世界和平吗？
Easy.
很简单。
Just get rid of the people.
就把人全部删掉就好。
Right? You want to have a happy, peaceful life?
你只要要有一个开心然后平静的日子。
Just get rid of the people.
就把你周边的人全部抹去掉。
But that's the problem is not the people. The problem is the sin in people.
其实根本的问题不是人，是人中的罪。
God created us perfectly.
原本神创造我们是完美的。
God created us in His own image and His likeness.
神是照着他自己的样式创造出来我们。
God created this world because He's giving us the best and the fullest that He can offer.
然后神创造了这世界也是为了因为他可以给我们那最丰富最美满的东西。
But sin entered into this world, and sin entered into our lives.
但是罪到了这世上，进入到我们人的生命中。
Now there is sin. Now there is pain. Now there is death.
有了罪，就开始有痛苦，有受难。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree.That we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
在彼得前书第二章第二十四节说，他在木头上亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然不活在罪中，就可以为义而活。因为因他受的鞭伤，你们就得了医治。
The healing power of the wounds of Jesus resides in the fact that those wounds were on his resurrected body.
神他的这些致命伤的大能的奇妙的地方真根本就是在这些受的伤也是存在在他那复活之后的身体上。
You know, when we think about the wounds that Jesus suffered, we often...Only think about the physical aspect of it.
你知道，我们常常去想，当我们想到说神上十字架所受这些鞭伤，我们常常只想到他所受到的这些肉体上的痛苦的伤的层面
，right? The back that was flogged, the flesh that came off.
就是当他被鞭打的时候，那皮肤怎么被打裂，然后从身上撕裂下来。
The crown of thorns that pressed against his temple.
他所戴的那荆棘的冠冕，怎么样是被压在他的头上，刺到他的头皮中。
The nails in his hand.
那打入他双手的那个铁钉。
The nail in his feet.
然后那打入他双脚的那铁钉。
But there are also wounds that he suffered that goes beneath the surface.
不过我们要知道也他也有在皮肤而更深之处所受的伤。
That there are wounds that he suffered that were not visible to the eyes.
他也有受那些我们肉眼看不到的伤。
The wounds of rejection, betrayal, and abandonment.
那些伤是什么呢？就是被背叛、被遗弃的那些伤。
He was abandoned by his closest disciples.
他被谁遗弃？他被谁遗弃？他被他身边那些亲近他的使徒们遗弃。
He was denied by his own people.
他被谁？
他被他自己的同胞
给遗弃了。
And ultimately, he was forsaken by God.On that very moment, he took the weight of all of our sins and punishments on the cross.
然后在最后，最终，当他呼下最后一口气的时候，他也被我们的神所遗弃了，而死去。
When we think about the wounds of Jesus, that brings healing.
所以我们常常讲说，哦，那耶稣所受的伤带来医治。
It talks about the physical wounds that we can be healed by him. But it speaks more so to the spiritual.
往往片面只是说、哦、那些 受到身体上的伤能够医治。但是更深刻的是要讲到那心灵上所受的伤也可以得到医治。
When we think about the power of resurrection, we're not just talking about a dead body coming to life.
当我们讲到复活，不是只是说一个死的身体然后活了起来。
We're talking about the power of resurrection that can bring anything in your life that is dead back to life.
我们所在讲的那大能是 能够让你生命中任何有着死亡意味的东西都复活过来。
You know, there's a testimony that I heard a husband and wife share.
有一对夫妇以前所分享的一个testimony is
一个见证。
见证，我之前听过一个夫妇所分享的一个见证。
The husband and wife, they met in college.
那这对夫妇他们俩是在大学中认识。
The young man, early on, he is a Christ follower.
所以这年轻的男的在那个时候是信主耶稣的，他追求主。
He loved his Lord.
他非常热爱他的主。
He is full of passion.
然后充满着热情。
He is active in the school's college fellowship.
So, 然后他在学校里面的这个耶的基督徒的这个聚会是非常活跃的。
And he is a leader.
他也是一个领导。
And not only that, happened to be good looking.
不止如此而已，他看起来也挺帅的。
Plays music.
然后也会玩音乐。
And is a great athlete.
然后还是一个运动员。Damn, perfect guy.
And he's in college.
Now that's on Ashford, right? Yeah.
And the wife at the time, a young woman, she was a new believer. She didn't grow up in a Christian family. But that, at that point in her life, she came to know the Lord Jesus, and she loved Jesus.
不过在那时候，她认识了耶稣，她也热爱着耶稣。
She doesn't know much about the Bible or theology, but she knows that Jesus is her all.
So, 她对圣经的知识，还有这圣经的道理，也不是了解的那么多，但是她却知道神是她的一切，耶稣是她的一切。
So in college, she was told.To go find a fellowship, and she did, and she was in the same fellowship as this young man.
所以她这个女孩在被告诫说上大学的时候要去找个基督徒的团聚，她就去了那里，也是这个年轻男生在的地方。
Now you know what happens when a young, new Christian believer who loves the Lord sees a young man who is such is on such fire for God and is a leader and has all these qualities, she starts to like him.
所以可想而知，一个刚信主的，在追求主的，到了这个团聚，去看到这个满心充满热情追求的领导带领爱主的这个男生，那他当然心里就有了，就开始喜欢上这个男生。
And of course, this young man who's full of life.And full of love and pursues the Lord, sees this young lady who's a young believer, but has such passion for Christ, he started to like her too.
也相对的也是一样。当这个男生看到这个充满着追求，有动力追求神的这个心性神的这个女孩子，她心里也有了感觉。
So over time, they start to get to know each other.
那就经过时间的经过，他们互相认识。
They serve together.
他们一同服侍。
And they explore the world and have fun together.
然后他们一同也是去经历这世界，然后一起欢乐。
Under the blessing of all of their family and friends, eventually they were married.
然后也是他的也。有着他家人与朋友们的祝福，他们到最后结了婚姻。
After they're married,
结婚之后
，their work started to take most of their time.
工作开始占据了他们大部分的时间。
As a young couple, right? As you start off in life. You pour your time and your energy into your work.
当是一个年轻的一对夫妇的时候，在那一段时间，很自然而然，人就会把大部分的时间花在事业上。
You're a Christian, so you want to be responsible, and you want to have a good testimony. So in front of your boss and in front of your coworkers, you're the best worker. You're the most dedicated person.
尤其是因为是基督徒，你要有。见证你要彰显给世人看说你是有神的能力的所以当然是在你的上司之前你工作表现当然是做得最好
They're still active in the church and they're also in ministry so that takes up a lot of their weekdays, weeknights and weekends
然后他们在教会还是一样很活跃的在服事所以在周末的时候就占据了他们大多数的时间
Then they had children
然后他们生了有了小孩子
Children are blessings from God.
哇我们喜欢说孩子们是神的祝福
But boy, do they take time and they take money.
但是孩子们很贵又很费时间
They take time, they take money, and they take a lot of our energy.
不止如此他们还花我们很多精力
And this beautiful fairy tale of a marriage started to become empty.
那这一开始听起来很像童话故事里头的婚姻开始越来越空虚。
That marriage became a shell of a marriage.
然后到最后这个婚姻只是有着表面婚姻的意义。
Right, they have the shape of a marriage.
他们看起来是有着一个家庭组织，是一个婚姻。
Even a Christian marriage,
或甚至是你可以说是一个基督属基督的一个婚姻，
基督徒的婚姻。It has the shape of such marriage, but inside that marriage, there were no joy, there were no laughters.There were no longer any sharing of hopes and dreams, and there was no love.
所以看起来、摸起来像是基督徒的婚姻，但是里头却没有欢乐，没有笑容，也没有爱。
The wife is the first one who realized that.
然后她的妻子是第一认知到这个问题。
She tried to make her husband understand that.
然后她开始想要把这问题让她的先生了解到。
But of course, the husband denies it.
不过这一步，这个当丈夫的呢，却否认了这一点。
Or would not want to recognize it.
或者是你可以说是他心里拒绝的去认知到这是一个问题。
I'm working, I'm serving, I'm taking care of the kids. I don't have any bad habits. What's wrong?
他心里数算着我认真工作，我认真工作，我帮忙照顾家人，我也服侍主。然后我也对我们的婚姻忠诚，所以我本身有问题吗
？She says, "You don't love me."
不过太太却对先生说：“但是你不爱我。
”And she said, and he would say, "Of course I do."
但他却讲的说：“哦，我当然爱你了。
”I go to work for you.
我为着你去上班。
And、I take care of the kids for you.
我帮着你照顾小孩。
I help run the house for you.
我在家里帮着你做事。
How is there not love?
你怎么可以说这里没有爱
？She wants him to change.
这位太太希望她的丈夫能够改变。
And he would initially promise to change.
她一开始也答应了说她会改变。
But nothing really changes.
但是到最后都是没有任何的改变。
So over time, the wife decides to pull herself away from the relationship.
那时间过。一段时间之后、太太决定 要把自己从这个关系中拉退身出来。
They still share activities together.
他们仍旧还是一同去做事情。
They're still a family.
他们还是一个家庭。
But the wife is no longer invested in this relationship.
但是她的这位太太已经不把她的专注意力，她已经不为了维持这个感情的关系付出任何的
没有不再有任何的付出。
付出没有任何的付出。
Because she recognized for her this is dead.
因为她心里已经认定了这个真正的关系已经死了。
Eventually the husband realized something is really, really wrong.
不过还好的就是到 这丈夫到最后开始意识到有什么地方不对。
Because this is no longer the woman that he once married.
因为他看着这个女人，他已经不认识这个女人，不知他跟他之前所娶的这一位女人已经不一样。
Yes, on the outside they share life together.
表面上看起来好像是在一起。
But then on the inside there's nothing in common.
但是内在的话是空空。
And then the husband realized how big of a hole and emptiness that his life now has.
然后这个先生到最后意识到他的生命中是有多么一个大的空洞。
That is the turning point in his life.
那也就是他生命中的转捩点。
Because what he once thought he had is no longer there.
因为他了解到他以前一直以为他所有的其实一直都不在。
And once he had kind of ignored and became indifferent to, he realized how essential it is in his life.
然后那他以前那些漠不关心常常忽视掉的那些事情反而他了解那些东西是多么的重要。
He realized it's not justthat this marriage is dead, he realized that his heart is dead.
他了解到不只是他的婚姻已经死亡，他心里的一部分也跟着这婚姻一起死亡。
And so at that point, he came to the Lord.
所以到那个，在那一次，他就来到神的面前。
And that's when he came to the Lord and he asked for forgiveness of all of the sins and the neglect.
他来到神的面前，他向神忏悔，向神祈求他以前一切因着忽视所犯的一切的错误。
That his sins and his neglect and his ignorance was what he brought into the marriage and is what caused harm to the marriage.And is what caused the marriage to die.
他为了他那无知，然后他的罪，然后他的那些忽视，所带入到婚姻中，以至于婚姻到最后死亡的这些事情，他向神忏悔。
He started to recognize that he brought so much pain into the marriage because of his own sins and also his own personal failures.Or personal defeat from his past.
然后他也为着他，他的这个婚，他自己过去的一切的不足，以及过错所带给这个婚姻的这个痛苦，他也为着这些事忏悔。
They're not all just from him. That includes the pain and the sense of helplessness that others has caused him in the past.
Can you try that on your own?
这不只是讲到他自己个人的失败，这他在婚姻当中为他妻子所带来的伤害，包括他自己曾经从别人的身上受到的伤害。And so he cried out to the Lord to heal him.
所以他就向神呼救，呼求请主的来医治他。
He asked the Lord to save him.
他求主来拯救他。
And he asked the Lord to restore him.
他求主来恢复他。
slowly his life started to change.
那慢慢的他的生命开始转变。
He was not changing himself to suit the needs of his wife.
他并不是把自己改变去配合他太太所要求所需求的事情。
He was not trying to change to suit the needs of his children.
他也不是改变只是为了去合乎他孩子们的所需。
But he wanted his life, he wanted his soul to be restored by the Lord.
不过他的真正的意愿是他要他的生命完完全全的被神给恢复。
And as his heart is as his soul is revived, his life and his demeanor towards his wife and his children started to change.
然后随着他的灵被神所恢复，他对他妻子而他孩子们的态度与关系也慢慢开始改变。
You know, the wine had already given up on this relationship.
你们要知道，其实在我们在讲这个时候，他的太太已经对这个婚姻完全绝望。
But because she is a good Christian.
不过，但是因为这位太太是一个好的基督徒。
She knew that, well, this is just the shell of a marriage. She will never divorce.
她知道这个婚姻只是空壳，但是她绝对不会去妥协离婚。
But her heart is so cold that she would not want to give this her husband a chance.
不过她心里已经冷到她不愿意去给她的先生再一个机会。
Actually, that's not fair because she has given him many chances.Already.
其实这样讲不对，因为这位太太已经给了她的先生无数次的机会，所以她已经不愿意再给任何的机会。
But she herself seeks the Lord.
但是啊，奇妙的地方是，这位太太她自己本身也追求神。
And she had already relegated to saying, "Lord, you are the only one I have. I guess I can't depend on this man."
然后这位太太已经跟主宣告说：“主啊，你是那位唯一我可以依靠的，因为我没有办法依靠这个男人。”
But the Lord starts to speak to her and say, "Look at this man. I'm doing work in his life."
我神开始对这位太太说话，说：“你现在来看这个男人，因为我在这个男人身上在动工。”
And she starts to see that indeed, the man is being changed.
然后她就意识到了这个男人的。确实开始在改变。
She started to recognize the amazing work that the Lord is doing in her husband's life.
她就看见到了神在这男人身上所做的那些奇妙的工。
And so she began to pray for her own personal revival. That she started to pray that once again she would dare to begin to hope.
啊哈。然后见到了这些，这女人也开始向神祷告，求主。在他自己身上做改变，让他能够重新勇敢的可以去盼望。
Their marriage today is no longer a tomb.
他们 ，Hallelujah， 他们今天的婚姻不再是一个空虚的坟墓。
Because a tomb is where death lies.
因为坟墓是死亡。
居住的地方 Their life, their marriage today is the empty tomb because that's where life walks out of and that's where life radiates.
所以他们的这个见证，他们的婚姻现在是这个空的坟墓，因为那死的已经从里头复活而走出来。
They, with their own eyes, saw and experienced the incredible and the miraculous power of the resurrection of Jesus in their life.
这对夫妇亲眼亲身体会到在这耶稣基督身上复活的这个大能在他们身上亲身的经历到。
Then that is amazing.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
We want to see the power of God.
我们大家都想要看到神的大能。
So many people chase after what is called the manifestation of the power of God.
有些人花着一辈子追求的就是要看到神的大能的成就而实现。
You know, we want, but all we're asking for are like healings of bodily diseases.
但是我们求的都是那些肤浅的那些身体上病痛的那些医治。
All we know to ask is, God, give me more money.
或者是我们只懂得说，神啊，让我更富裕。
You know, some then desire maybe,speaking in tongues.
或者是要求那些能够表现出来，然后让人感觉很了不起的，像是能够讲方言的这种能力。
But what we neglect is the real power of the resurrection that causes the things that are in our life that's dead to become alive again.
但是我们却很轻易的忽略到了那我们要求的那个复活的大能，是那些能够让我们自己本身生活中死亡的那些东西能够复活出来的。
When our marriages go from dead to life,
当我们的婚姻从死亡能够复活起来的。
When our hearts go from dead to life,
或者我们本身个人的心从死里复活。
When our minds are renewed,
当我们的
by the word of God,
当我们的我们的思想被神的话所更新的时候，
When we go from hopelessness and helplessness to hopefulness and full of power,
让我们从绝望没有盼望 的景象走到充满了希望充满了盼望的景象，
That kind of change,
那种的转变
is the power of resurrection,
才是真正神
And that kind of change does not occur without Christ.
然后那种改变是绝对无法因没有耶稣的状况下而实现。
The Church of Jesus Christ is where a place the power of resurrection must be seen.
耶稣基督的教会是一个地方，是什么地方？是一个神复活的大能。必须被看见的地方。
Do you want to see the power of resurrection in your life?
你们难道不想要看到神复活的大能吗？
Some of you, your hope and dreams are dead.
那我们当中有些人可能你的希望、你的梦想已经死亡。
Do you not want to see God's power bring it back to life?
你难道不想看到神借着他的大能把这些重新恢复活过来吗？
Some of you, only you know that your marriage is dead.
有些在座的只有你们自己知道你的婚姻是活还是死。
Or your love is dead.
或者你对你配偶的爱是活还是死。
Do you want to see that go from dead to life?
你想要，假如是死，你不打扰，你不想看见他从死而复活过来吗
？I know you do.
我知道你们心里是想。
Then desire it.
那就去真正的追求他。Desire is to
渴慕
他。
The power of resurrection is not in looking at a picture or coming to church on Easter Sunday.
你知道复活的大能不是说因为复活日来到教会，然后看一个图片，然后就复活了。
The power of resurrection is not knowing, is not in you knowing the story of Jesus' resurrection.
你知道复活大能不是说我知道。耶稣复活的这个故事就有了这个复活的大能。
The power of resurrection is that you allow the work of Jesus in your life.
复活的大能是你邀请，然后愿意被耶稣的这个生命来到你自己的生命中。
That is my prayer.
这就是我的祷告。
That is my prayer for our church.
这是我对我们教会的祷告。
That is my prayer for all churches.
也是其实是我对世上每一个教会的祷告。
That the rest of the world can look upon the children of God.
我盼望的就是这个世界当他们看到往神的子民这些子民身上看见的时候。
And they can see that once which was dead is now alive.
他们所看到的是那曾经死亡的现在是活着的。
That none of us have only a shell of a marriage.
我们里面没有任何一个是拥有着空无一物、空虚的婚姻
or a tomb of a marriage.
或者是婚姻的坟墓。
But instead, we have a revived marriage. We have a revived love for one another because of
反而是希望看到有一个复活更新 的婚姻更新的生活、更新是因着耶稣基督而更新
Yes, Jesus took on our sins to the cross with him
是的没错耶稣带着我们的罪上了十字架
So that we may die to sin and that we may be made right So that we may be given to righteousness
所以以至于我们能在最终死、
我们可以对罪而死、
uh-huh.
然后我们可以再次站在神的面前我们可以、是以公义作为我们的立足点、uh-huh. It is because of his resurrection that we today can place our faith and our trust in him so that we may experience the healing and the restoration and the wholeness and the hope
也是因为这复活所以我们今天才这里可以把我们的信心盼望摆在他的身上而且我们就有着那信心有着那
Look, he bore our shame so that we could be set free from the burden of our past
你知道耶稣带着他身上是带着我们的羞愧所以我们能够在这里无羞无愧的重新站立起来
That he died on the cross for us and he was resurrected again so that we may be set free from the scars of our pain.
他带着这些伤口在十字架上死而复活。所以我们身上的这些受的伤能够得到医治。
So that we may be set free.From the bondage of everything that brings death into our lives.
然后我们也可以在从在这世界上一切带死的捆绑，还有重担上得到自由。
Today, anyone who is in Christ.
今天那在耶稣基督里面的
everyone who is in Christ will be able to claim this amazing promise and.Receive this amazing healing power.
任何在耶稣基督里面都能够拥有这个美妙的这个恩典，然后自由。
Whatever is dead in your life,
在你生命中，不管是什么，那是死亡的。
Your feelings,
不论是你的感觉。
Your hopes,
你以前的希望。
Your marriage,
你的。或者是你的婚姻
your relationship with your family member,
或者是你跟你家庭中任何一个人的关系
or maybe facing with terminal illness,
或者是你说不定 有生命上真正影响生命危险的疾病
Everything that belongs in the tomb,
那一切该属于在坟墓里面的
Whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual,
不论是身体上的或情感上的或者是灵命上的
we can bring them before the foot of the cross.
你们都可大可把它带到十字架前
And with faith,
然后因着信
we can receive the healing through the power of the cross.
我们能够因着耶稣基督得到医治
And greatest of all,
然后最美妙的一点
We can find hope and strength in the power of resurrection.
我们能够在复活里面得到能力
Because our Lord Jesus has overcome darkness and overcome death.
因为我们的主耶稣已经战胜死亡，战胜黑暗。
So that everyone who is in Christ, we can by faith overcome through him.
所以任何在耶稣基督里面的，因着我们的信，我们就能战胜黑暗，战胜死亡。
So let us rejoice in the power of resurrection.
所以让我们一同在复活里头欢欣开心，欢喜开心。
Earnestly desire to see that power prominently displayed in our own lives.
让我们全心全力，大家都热情的去追求这个复活的大能在我们自己的生命中彰显。
With our own eyes.
然后就凭着我们自己的眼睛。
Let us be amazed.
让我们自己被惊讶到。
Let us see His power of resurrection.
让我们看到他复活的大能。
To bring what once was dead.
让我们原本任何已经死的
into fullness of life again.
回复到蓬勃有生命 的状态下。
Amen.
Amen.